That was amazing, wasn't it? Wow. Thank you, Katie and Kirk and Kate and Andy. Awesome job. And is that not the cutest little nativity you ever seen in your life? I want more kids like that. Yeah, good job, guys. I just want to take them all home with me if I can. My baby's 6'3". And look at this artwork done by our little lamb and shepherd boy. That amazing work that they did there. That was Carter and Kinsley. Mrs. Allen wouldn't even show this to me because she wanted me to be totally surprised when I saw it. And I was blown away by the work these two did. Awesome job. Well, it's a special service, and so it's not going to be our normal. I'm not going to teach for 45 minutes or so, 50. But I do want to spend just a couple minutes reflecting on what it is that we've been hearing and singing about. And as you heard, the theme is hope. And we heard about Joseph, who faced with an incredibly awkward, bewildering situation. He wasn't dismayed. He trusted in God. He did exactly what God asked him to do. And God did an amazing work through him. And then we heard about Mary, who's confronted with an angel in this incredible, I would almost say unbelievable announcement. And yet, she was not afraid. She trusted in God, and God did an amazing work through her, despite incredibly difficult circumstances. So let me ask, what circumstances do you find yourself in this morning? Maybe it's something that's really challenging, awkward, embarrassing, difficult, disheartening, painful. Do you find that this morning you too need hope? Well, a number of years ago, some researchers decided to do a study and figure out what role does hope play in the human experience. And so they took two groups of rats, and they took one set of rats and they put them in a tub of water. And within an hour, the rats drowned. But then they took another set of rats and put them in a tub of water. And every so often, they go in and they lift them out just for a moment and put them back in. Those rats swam for 24 hours. And it wasn't because they got a rest by being lifted out of the water. It was because they had the hope that someone was going to reach down and rescue them. Do you ever feel like a rat swimming in a tub, drowning in a tub of water? I do. I really am. Thank God that there is hope. And that's what we're singing about this morning, because God reached down from heaven. And he did more than just reach down. He came down and he rescued us when we were drowning, not in water. We were drowning in our sin. And that's the good news that we sing about and celebrate this morning. And so I want to just point to one simple verse that speaks of this matter of hope, and it's Romans chapter 15, verse 13. And it says this: may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Think about that verse for a minute. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That just the way it starts, the God of hope. Is that how you think of God when you think of God? Do you maybe think, well, God, the God of judgment or wrath, or the God of rules and regulations? And God is a righteous, just judge, and he does have rules for us to live by, but his law is a law of love. Every single one of his laws is perfect love. Love for God, love for others. So he has those things, but He's more than just that. He's the God of hope. I love how it says that. And in that same chapter of Romans 15, if you just back up a few verses to verse 5, it refers to God as the God who gives endurance and encouragement. I love that. I wish I could tell you how many times this year I needed endurance and encouragement. And God gives that. He's the God of endurance and encouragement. And in chapter 4 of Romans, it refers to him as the God who gives life to the dead. Wow. In the Psalms, Psalm 51 and 88 refer to him as the God who saves me. Think about that. When you think about God, the God who gives endurance and encouragement, the God who gives life to the dead, the God who saves me, the God of hope. That's what we're celebrating this morning, the God of hope. And consider what else Romans 15, 13 says. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Who wants all joy and peace for Christmas? Bring it on, right? If I could go to the tree and there's a box down there and it has my name on it and I open it and it is all joy and peace, and it just fills me with all joy and peace, I want that. Give me that. Give me more of that. Wouldn't you like that? I mean, there's some days where I feel like if I could just have a little joy even, or a little peace, or a little piece of joy, or something, it just, I'm clinging to anything. But this says I can have all joy and peace. Boy, I'm hungry for that. What would that be like to really get a hold of that? And what do I have to do to get a hold of that? Well, this verse continues. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. There it is. That's the key. As you trust in him, as I trust in him, we'll have access to this unlimited joy and peace and hope. But what does that mean to actually trust in him? That's so easy for me to stand up here and say, just trust in him. You just need to trust in him. And we do, it's true, but what does that even mean? And there's a couple parts to it, a couple layers to trusting in God. It begins with believing in who he is and what he's done. He's the creator. He's the God of all creation. And he so loved the people he created that he came down. He reached down. He came down to rescue us, to save us from this tub of sin that we are drowning in, sin that separates us from God. It was a most unexpected and unusual way to save the world, wasn't it? He comes in human flesh as a baby in the person of Jesus Christ. And he did it exactly as he said he would hundreds of years before. He laid out the details of his coming so that when he came, you and I wouldn't mistake it. We would know this is the God, the Savior that was spoken of. It was all laid out hundreds of years in advance when God spoke through the prophets. Jesus, when he came, showed us what God looks like. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. This is what God looks like. He showed us his power. He showed us his love. He showed us what perfect moral righteousness looks like. The world saw that. And yet a sinful world put him to death in the most horrific way you can imagine, on the cross. And yet, as he was dying, he took upon himself the penalty for our sin, for the sin of the world. He took that upon himself on the perfect man. But he didn't stay dead. On the third day, he rose to life again. Again, exactly as he said he would. He said again and again, we're going into Jerusalem. They're going to kill me. And on the third day, I'm going to rise again. Proving that he was who he said he was. None other than God himself who came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. He proved that he is the answer to both sin and death through his resurrection. So trust starts by believing that. And when we do, God takes away that penalty of sin. He forgives us. He gives us spiritual life that can never be taken away. He rescues us. He saves us. He saves us from hell. That's our Savior. We're safe from the penalty of sin and eternal separation from the living God. And he fills us with this Spirit. He pours into us that joy and that peace and that hope that's only available through him. He puts us in this beautiful relationship with him where we become his child. And he showers us with his blessing. You and I can have that today. It's available. If you're not believing that, if you haven't trusted in him, he wants to save you. But then there's another aspect of trust, and I think this is where many of us are. Once we're saved, trusting is relying completely on Jesus Christ and following him. Relying completely upon him. That's when we make him our Lord, when we follow him, we do what he says. He's our Savior, and now we want to follow him, and that takes trust. It means leaning on him for strength and learning from him. Jesus said this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened." Anybody weary and burdened? "And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That's a promise from Jesus, God himself. Now, this word trust literally means to lean on someone or something. And hopefully, it's something strong enough to support us. When we go through hard times, we need to lean on Jesus. We need to give our burdens over to him. He doesn't want us carrying them. He wants to take those burdens. He wants us to put our weight fully on him. But this is where those of us who already know him might fail to experience all joy and peace, because we're not fully trusting in him. We're putting some of our weight on him, and then we're trusting in other things. You ever see those people that put like one foot on the boat, but one foot on the dock? It never ends up well. It just doesn't. He wants us to be all in. And when we're half in, it's ugly. So I find for myself that when I take my focus off the Lord and I start putting my trust in other things, it works out for a little while. It really does. And it maybe even feels good for a little bit, but it can never support me. And it gives way. It breaks. And I fall hard on my face. And that's when I find myself discouraged and disheartened and without hope, because I've been hoping in the wrong things. I haven't been hoping in Jesus Christ. I haven't been trusting in him. God doesn't want us to be discouraged, y'all. He doesn't want us to be discouraged in the holiday season. He doesn't want us to be discouraged in 2020. He wants us to have hope. And there's a reason why he wants us to have hope. The way that this verse ends, it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that," that's the purpose statement, "so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Isn't that a beautiful picture? I love that imagery. Overflowing with hope. I'm so filled with hope, there's no more room for me to have any more hope, and it overflows into the life of my family, my coworkers, my friends. They see that hope, and they want that same hope. And I can point them to the God of hope. That's what he wants for us this morning. Now, I can give you hope a little bit by lifting you out of the water for a moment, by telling you this truth, but I can't save you. Only God can do that. Only God can save you, and he wants to save you. He came to save you. That's what Christmas is all about. And so he wants you to trust in him, to believe who he is and what he's done. And then he wants you to go on from there to fully rely upon him, to lean on him, and to learn from him, so that you can be filled with hope and be overflowing with hope this Christmas season. To the extent we don't have all joy and all peace, we're not fully trusting in the Lord. He wants us to be filled with overflowing hope. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we worship you this morning. We worship you with the words that we say and the words that we sing, and God, hopefully with the attitudes of our heart, because you are worthy of our worship. Look at what you've done. Look at who you are, God. You loved us so much. You sent your son to come into this world of ours, to die in our place, to take our penalty, and to offer us forgiveness and eternal life, that we might never have to be separated from you, God. Lord, if there's any here who haven't received that greatest gift, the gift of forgiveness and eternal life, I pray that they would trust in you today, that first step of trust, believing in who you are and in what you've done for them. God, I pray that they would admit their need for a Savior, confess their sin, like many of us have, and say, God, forgive me, fill me with your Spirit, fill me with all joy and peace. Give me overflowing hope. And God, for those of us who have turned to you, I pray that we would lean fully on you, that we would come to you with our burdens and our struggles and our hurts, and that we'd find rest in you. God, I pray that we'd learn from you. Lord, fill us with all joy and all peace as we trust in you, that we might overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.